The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Democrats had their turn, but now it's the Republicans front and center. This is a special edition of the Mike Gallagher Show, the 2020 Republican National Convention.
Joe Biden was first elected to the Senate in 1972. Every time Joe Biden offers a new idea, you should ask yourself, why didn't he try that over the last 48 years?
The truth cannot be stifled. The difference between the Democrats and Republicans in 2020 are as dramatic as anything we've ever seen in our nation's history.
So with gratitude for the confidence President Donald Trump has placed in me, the support of our Republican Party, and the grace of God, I humbly accept your nomination to run and serve as Vice President of the United States.
Breaking it all down with analysis and your reaction. In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I know I'm biased. I understand that I'm a registered Republican who wants Republicans to win on November the 3rd, but honestly, I keep thinking it can't get better. I keep thinking it can't get more improved. Night 3 of the RNC can't be better than night 2. Night 2 can't be better than night 1, but it is. It's a pretty astounding political convention. Last night was Heroes Night, where the Republicans honored the military, honored police officers, American heroes being praised, and of course the left just mocking and attacking. Congressman Dan Crenshaw delivered a powerful message of praise for American heroes in his speech last night.
America's heroism isn't relegated to the battlefield. Every single day we see them, if you just know where to look. It's the nurse who volunteers for back-to-back shifts caring for COVID patients because she feels that's her duty. It's the parent who will relearn algebra because there's no way they're letting their kid fall behind while schools are closed. And it's the cop that gets spit on one day and will save a child's life the next.
The vice president had a very important message about what's happening in America's streets as CNN shows buildings on fire in Kenosha with a reporter and the Chyron. The graphic says fiery, peaceful protests. Fiery, peaceful protests? The vice president pointed out that this rioting and looting has to stop. And as the vice president pointed out last week at the DNC, the Democrats didn't say one word about what cities like Seattle, Portland, New York, Louisville, and yes, Kenosha. Of course, that was before Kenosha happened after the DNC, but this looting and damage and destruction, Minneapolis yesterday, apparently a murder suspect committed suicide in broad daylight as the police were closing in on him. And then protesters and rioters and looters started breaking down and looting stores over that. Police didn't do anything other than try to arrest the guy, and he shot himself, and they blamed his suicide on the police. Here's what the vice president said about the rioting and looting and the destruction that's happening all throughout America.
President Trump and I will always support the right of Americans to peaceful protest. But rioting and looting is not peaceful protest. Last week, Joe Biden didn't say one word about the violence and chaos engulfing cities across this country. So let me be clear. The violence must stop, whether in Minneapolis, Portland, or Kenosha.
Now, the left agrees it has to stop, but for a different reason than the president and this administration, for a different reason from ordinary Americans who have been highlighted and showcased this week at the RNC. You see, last week it was all about Eva Longoria, the desperate housewife, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It was Hollywood and famous people. This week at the RNC, it's just ordinary Americans, nurses, firefighters, police officers. Last night, the president of one of the big police unions reinforcing his support and his organization's support, representing thousands of law enforcement in supporting this president's reelection. But again, they have a different reason for wanting the rioting and the looting to stop. It isn't looking good in focus groups. This was an actual conversation that happened this week on CNN between Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo.
But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling. Mm-hmm. It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing right now that is sticking.
I have to break it to you. It's not the only thing that's sticking, pal. And when you cynically and sickeningly say the rioting has to stop because it's showing up in focus groups, do you think the sobbing woman who saw her family's business burn to the ground in Kenosha cares about your focus group? Do you think police officers in Seattle who were almost trapped inside the precinct by rioters and protesters who tried to seal the door shut with quick dry cement and burn the building down so that you'd be burned alive? Do you think they care about focus groups? Honest to goodness, they're in a state of hysteria, despair, and panic. Latest Zogby poll just shows President Trump's approval at 52%. What's more, the Zogby Analytics poll shows his approval rating among minorities is shockingly high. Zogby has 36% of black Americans approving of the job the president is doing, as do 37% of Hispanics and 35% of Asians. Approval among independents is also shockingly up, 44%. And according to Zogby, intriguingly, 23% of Democrats approve of Donald Trump. Now, and here's another poll that just came out, the Rasmussen poll. Rasmussen Reports was one of those most closely called the 2016 popular vote. This has been a very accurate poll. Right now, Trump and Biden are in a dead heat. 46% Joe Biden, 45% Donald Trump. Now, the media doesn't like any images of fire, of burning buildings. And I cannot play this too much. Just like we ought to hear Don Lemon talk about the rioting must stop because it's showing up in focus groups and it's not doing well in polling. You got to hear the CNN reporter with the chyron that said fiery but mostly peaceful protests. I kid you not, this happened as Kenosha began to burn and as businesses were being destroyed as a result of the police shooting of Jacob Blake. You've got to hear this report. A reporter named Oscar Jimenez, reporting live in the early hours on Tuesday morning, listened to not only how he tried to describe it, as you hear the noise and the fireworks or the gunshot, I don't know what was in the background, and literally he's standing in front of burning buildings. I swear to you, the graphic in front of this man says, fiery but mostly peaceful protests. Here it is.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the course of the night. A second night since Jacob Blake was seen shot in the back 7 times by a police officer. And what you are seeing now, these images came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations in the face of law enforcement. It wasn't until night fell that things began to get a little bit more contentious. Things were thrown back and forth. Police started using some of those crowd dispersal tactics, like tear gas, even playing very loud sounds to push them out. And then what you are seeing, the common theme that ties all of this together, is an expression of anger and frustration over what people feel like has become an all-too-familiar story playing out in places from across the country, not just here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Racine, Laura.
Back to you, Racine and Laura, in front of the mostly fiery but peaceful protests. Honest to goodness, if we weren't going through so much as a country with Hurricane Laura battering Texas and Louisiana, COVID continuing to keep many Americans shut down, kept out of their jobs. If we weren't going, that would be a comedy sketch. Yeah, mostly peaceful. Now the people are just frustrated and angry. It's a theme. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. Honest to goodness. 1-800-655-MIKE. I need your voice. I need some normalcy on a Thursday here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Final Thursday of the month. We're going to get through all of this, but I am liking our chances as we get closer and closer to November 3rd. 1-800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air with us. 2 to leave a voicemail. You can always text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655. Mike, big month for MyPillow, too. People are ordering those pillows that never go flat, stay nice and cool during the night. The Giza Dream Sheets, the face masks, $25 off when you use the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. Oh, what a night that many Americans are experiencing, north, south, east, and west. We'll break it all down for you. Continue with the RNC and also, tragic news, a youngster killed, the first hurricane fatality in Louisiana, a 14-year-old girl, when a windswept tree fell on her home. We'll give you those details and more. Listen, you think I'm wrong about reacting to the fiery but peaceful protests? Do you need me to tell you you can't burn a building down and call it peaceful? Or is that just me?
We need a nationwide program starting in the primary schools of teaching kids to just comply. Just comply and take it all the way up to high school. Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd, all these guys would be alive today if people had just complied, and then they can complain later if they want.
I understand his point, but I don't know that George Floyd was doing anything than laying face down on the sidewalk with a knee on his neck, and we know that. We've seen that. It is intriguing to me that the failure to comply with what a police officer tells you to do never enters into the equation at all. I'm not even going to get into the Jacob Blake shooting and the reports that came out that suggest that the police didn't just ride up and start shooting people. On the other hand, I'm listening carefully, and we ought to listen to a black American like Senator Tim Scott, who says you don't know what it's like to get pulled over and questioned because you're a black man. My friend who's married to a black man, a white person married to a black person, saying you don't know how many times my husband's been pulled over in our neighborhood, our own neighborhood. So these are the conversations we ought to be having. Then the question becomes, what do we do when there's a police shooting? You think it's all right to burn down buildings? You think it's all right to steal purses from the Gucci store? What's that going to do? Think it's okay not to play basketball on a Wednesday night? What does that do? Now, we've got a caller who says she's in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where is, of course, right now the whole world is watching. Sarah, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. Are you in Kenosha?
Hi, Mike. I am in Kenosha.
Wow. All right. I don't want to cut our conversation short. Do you mind hanging in there with me for a moment?
Sure, absolutely.
You got to turn your phone down, and we'll get you back on because I want to talk to Sarah and get her perspective from somebody who is in Kenosha, where these riots and violence and destruction is occurring, where this shooting took place on Sunday that has once again created a firestorm nationally. Portions of our show are brought to you by C-SPAN. Looking for live, unfiltered coverage of the final night tonight of the RNC when the president formally accepts his party's nomination? C-SPAN has every minute of every speaker all the way through President Trump's acceptance speech. Find it all on C-SPAN and at cspan.org tonight, beginning 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and find every speech from both the Republican convention and the Democrat convention online anytime at cspan.org. Coming up, we'll talk to Sarah, who is calling from Kenosha, next.
A big theme of America is paying it forward. Today, there's a situation in the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean not getting a lot of headlines. In countries like Haiti and Guatemala, COVID-19 is not just a medical crisis, but it's become a food crisis. Parents who have worked hard to support themselves find themselves without a way to feed their children. Without their work as day laborers, they're watching their children starve. Over the years, I've traveled with Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is amazing. I've seen kids receive the food that will keep them from starvation. That's why I'm asking you to make a donation to Food for the Poor right now. Your one-time gift of $111 will feed three children for six entire months. Just a one-time gift of $185 will provide life-saving emergency food relief to five children for 6 months. Call 844-860-HOPE, 844-860-4673, or click the red emergency food relief banner at MikeOnline.com. The need is great, but I know your generosity is greater. Click on the red emergency food relief banner at MikeOnline.com and be the answer to a mother's prayer now.
With me now on the phone, I have Ronnie McMullen of Life Change Tea, which is an amazing product. Ronnie, tell us all about this wonderful tea and how you got started.
Well, my gut got compromised, and I started looking into what I need to do to change that. Food was different 60 years ago. It was minimally processed, free of pesticides, and today it's not the same. So this tea is blended with a powerful herbal formula that helps us get more energy and unlock things downstairs.
How do you know it's working? And how often should we drink the tea?
Every day we should be drinking that tea because we eat food every day. We eat GMOs every day. It's a mild cleanse, and it cleanses your body from the inside out. We always take care of the outside, but not the inside. So there's no GMOs. It's all organic. And Life Change Tea, it is the tea that makes you go. And you can read on our website, getthetea.com, about all the testimonials.
Getthetea.com, getthetea.com, promo code Mike, and click apply for free shipping. Getthetea.com.
Since the Democrats didn't get their expected post-convention bounce after last week's convention, will the Republicans get one?
President Trump and I will always support the right of Americans to peaceful protest. But rioting and looting is not peaceful protest. The violence must stop, whether in Minneapolis, Portland, or Kenosha.
Once again, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher with 20
portions of our show are brought... Oops, sorry about that, Doc. Didn't mean to... Well, hello. Whoops. Thought he was done. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. Well, home for Sarah is Kenosha, where we are seeing all of this media coverage and the reaction to the police shooting. Sarah, thank you for hanging in there and being patient. I didn't want to cut you short. So give me your perspective as somebody who's calling us from Kenosha, Wisconsin, please.
Yeah, sure. I hope you can hear me okay, Mike.
Sure can. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I live about 6 miles from downtown Kenosha, and my original point just calling in was just to say that now having experienced this firsthand, it's just a whole different ballgame. It's one thing to watch riots and things happen in other cities and try to be empathetic, but it's a whole other thing to experience it. And the biggest thing that I think people need to understand and that our leaders need to understand is the fear that they have instilled in us. Like the last couple nights when we saw that the governor and the mayor kind of absolved responsibility almost and just let all of this happen, and the incredible sigh of relief. And you can see not just the – you can't feel a sigh of relief. I can feel it. But if you go on Facebook and see everything, the sigh of relief when President Trump said he was sending in federal troops, it was just – it finally we felt like somebody cared about what was happening. And I'm – I mean, the incident is something that we have to deal with. And I know you've been talking about that a lot and what happened and things right. like that going on in America. But this aftermath and the fear and the, you know, fear for – the safety of myself and my children and my parents and my brother and helping board up my friend's photography studio and then waiting overnight to wake up and see if it was burned down overnight. Like, those are the kinds of things that are just insane and shouldn't be happening. And I shouldn't be, but I still am in shock that our governor in particular just didn't take any better action.
Well, and to the governor's credit though, and last night, finally, I guess, after days of the president urging Wisconsin to receive federal assistance, he finally did. And so, like you said, kind of a sigh of relief. I mean, I suppose better late than never. And I don't want to ignore the fact that you are getting the National Guard and federal assistance with law enforcement. But Sarah, you know, as I've conveyed, CNN characterized what's happening in Kenosha as fiery but mostly peaceful. Can you describe what it's like, the buildings? I mean, we're not hallucinating when we see all of these buildings burned to the ground and the damage that's been done, are we? What I mean, tell us what Kenosha looks like right now.
No, it's real, and I've avoided the downtown area. Some friends of mine have actually ventured down there during the day and taken pictures, and it's devastating. And it's things like the dinosaur museum where I take my kids, you know, like things like that.
What do they do to the dinosaur museum?
We're not exaggerating. What's that?
What do they do to the dinosaur museum?
Well, they at least started to try to burn it down.
Burn it down.
Why? What did the dinosaurs do, you know? But
what did the used car dealer do? The used car lot, right? I mean, the furniture store, all these businesses. I've seen these interviews with people. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of these interviews in the mainstream media, but I've seen interviews online and a couple on One American News and Fox News that said that these people are crying, saying my family's business, 50, 40, 50, 60 years we've been here in Kenosha.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying to see. And it's just so sad. All these businesses and people have put their life into this. And, you know, luckily, too, there were some more arrests made yesterday. I don't know if they made the news, but there were rioters that were using other parking lots as staging areas, and they were filling up fuel tanks. And I'm not sure who arrested them, but a bunch of people got arrested. So they're starting to take a little control of the situation. But
you've got to tell me, Sarah, as a resident of the area, when you hear the media suggesting that these are largely peaceful and you know the truth, how frustrated are you that millions and millions of Americans are trying to convince themselves that what's happening in Kenosha, what's happening in Seattle with police officers potentially burned alive in a precinct, what's happening in Portland every single night, what's happening in New York? How frustrated are you as somebody now living through it in Kenosha that the media is trying to spin something that isn't true?
It's extremely frustrating, and it's frustrating even to speak to some of my friends that know I live in Kenosha but that don't live here, because even they, it's almost like they almost don't believe me. Like, I'm telling you the truth about what's happening here. It's extremely frustrating, almost to the point where I don't even know what words to use anymore. Okay.
That's what we all feel like we're out of words, Sarah. It's almost like we just can't even find the words to properly convey the anguish and the shock that we're all experiencing at a process that leads to this kind of destruction. Sarah, God bless you. Thank you for telling us the story from Kenosha, and we're praying for everybody there. And I mean everybody. I'm praying for Black Americans who are anguished by seeing the video of a guy shot 7 times in the back. I'm anguished by people who relive the George Floyd death over and over again. And I'm sorry. You've got to try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. But I simply cannot put myself in the shoes of somebody who says, I'm going to burn a building down because I'm frustrated. None of us should have to do that. We should stand for freedom. We should stand for transparency. We should fight for our future. There was an amazing moment last night at the Republican National Convention. This guy is likely going to become the youngest person ever elected to Congress. He shocked everybody in June. He won the GOP primary runoff in the seat that was left vacant by White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. His name is Madison Cawthorn. He was in a car accident, left him paralyzed from the waist down. The president did not endorse this young man in June. And this kid upset the apple cart, beat the endorsed candidate, and absolutely stood out at the convention last night from his wheelchair, proclaiming, when I'm elected, I'll be the youngest member of Congress in over 200 years. You know what they've done to this kid? You know the kinds of things they've done to this young man? He went and visited, apparently, I think he was on a vacation last year in Germany, and he visited the Eagle's Nest, Hitler's perch, which is a tourist attraction. It is a place like the 9/11 Memorial. It is a place like Auschwitz, where people have reverence and understand the horrors of Nazi Germany. They were making him out to be a white supremacist Nazi lover because he had pictures on Instagram of visiting that place. I mean, and last night he spoke, and at the end of his speech, he had a couple of his buddies come out and bring out a walker. Again, he's paralyzed from the waist down, apparently, and he stood. He was able to stand. He was able to lift himself up and stand and talked about standing for freedom, and he was attacked even for this.
In this new town square, you don't have to apologize for your beliefs or cower to a mob. You can kneel before God, but stand for our flag. The American idea my ancestors fought for during the Revolutionary War is just as exciting and revolutionary today as it was 250 years ago. I say to Americans who love our country, young and old, be a radical for freedom. Be a radical for liberty, and be a radical for our republic, for which I stand, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Apparently, a PBS reporter who is famous for, you know, hating Trump, she's an activist, tweeted out that somehow this was, in him standing for the flag, that was disrespecting the Black Lives Matter movement. It doesn't matter to these people on the left, the hateful, bitter rage that they have spares no one. And the great thing about this young man, Madison Cawthorn, I don't think he minds one bit. I think he is up to the challenge. Tim, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
That was a great segue, because I believe that we need to stand up and stand against this democratic socialist stuff we have coming at us. And we need to be brave. We need to use the word no. We need to use the word patriotism. And, you know, I just decided...
And not be apologetic for it.
No. I decided that, you know, I'm aging, I'm getting fat, I'm sitting on the couch watching these things go on. And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to get out there and start talking to people. I'm going to get out there and become an activist for my own, for my country. And, you know, I decided to trademark a word that you know, is clearly anti-socialism. And I'm going to do this the rest of my life. I do not agree with what the Democratic Party has become. I do not agree with the Republicans against Trump. I think they're more like Benedict Arnold and Judas Iscariot than they are patriotic. And I don't understand why you can't just sit it out, why you have to go against the Republican Party, because I'm a Republican first, and then I support the candidate second.
Tim, if we shit it out, we're going to lose. We're going to lose the country. And I appreciate your perspective and your optimism. I am absolutely devastated by what we're witnessing. And listen, I grew up in a household. My mom and dad were Democrats. They were Kennedy Democrats. This party is unrecognizable, and everybody knows it. Everybody's in on it. That's why you know Don Lemon is like, uh-oh, we're in trouble here. This rioting isn't polling well. It's got to stop. I don't think I can play this too many times. Reminds me a little bit of all the times we played Michael Moore's speech in 2016 that probably helped Donald Trump get elected. The left doesn't want the rioting anymore. The left doesn't want looting. The left doesn't want buildings being burned to the ground. The left doesn't want boarded up buildings on Fifth Avenue in New York City, because it's starting to show up in focus groups and in the polls.
But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing right now that is sticking.
I don't know what's more shocking, him actually saying it or listening to Chris Cuomo immediately say, you're right, showing up in the polls. You know, when you burn down a bunch of buildings or you try to burn police officers alive in Seattle, well, that doesn't poll well. And focus groups seem a little uncomfortable with that. Wow. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Let your voice be heard. Be an activist like the caller a moment ago said. Tim, 1-800-655-MIKE, be heard. Here on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios, 800-655-6453.
He couldn't be known, but try. As hard as I might do, I don't know why. You get to me.
Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. My heart goes out to the mother of the man who was shot in Kenosha, because not only must she bear the worry and concern and love of her son and her family, but she's got this horrible incendiary mess happening, and she said, don't blame it on my son. People need to listen to that. Don't blame it on her son. She said he would have been so distressed.
And people need to listen to black Americans who say that you don't know what it feels like to witness a guy shot 7 times in the back by a police officer. And listen, we have to have that conversation, and we are. And we are. And I'm glad we are. I'm not glad to see we have to burn buildings down and burn cities down and try to, assassinate police officers as a proper response, because that is not a proper response. Period. Goodness will always defeat evil. And some of the things we're seeing right now, very good. I am overwhelmed by your generosity in our August Food for the Poor campaign. Tomorrow's the final day. We're in the last couple of days of our Food for the Poor campaign. Thanks to you, this listenership, this audience has raised, I think it's about $150,000. No, more donations are still pouring in. We're gonna feed over 4,000 starving children in places like Haiti and Guatemala for the next 6 months. Please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Emergency Food Relief banner. If you want to have an act of goodness at a time when goodness is in short supply, if you want to do God's work, if you want to save lives literally, do you know $37 will feed a starving child for 6 months? We're going to feed, just through the listeners to this show, over 4,000 so far, and we're not done yet. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Emergency Food Relief banner at the top of the page to make a secure online donation, or call 844-860-HOPE, 844-860-4673. And you know, besides the resources of Food for the Poor and the things we do a couple of times a year to make a difference in people's lives, we've got so many great resources as well, including Larry Elder's powerful movie about what it means to be a black conservative in America. That's not a message that the mainstream media wants you to hear. SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com, and there are incredible movies there, which are powerful tools that that combat a lot of the ugliness, because we win with truth. Poor Mike Lindell was so battered last week on CNN. All this guy's trying to do is do good for people. And one way that he's doing real good for people is through MyPillow.com, a big important part of this show. MyPillow.com is an extraordinary Minnesota company and changing people's lives forever. These pillows, everybody wants this pillow. I mean everybody.
I've got a couple of pillows and they're very good. I have to tell you, they're great. I've slept so much better ever since.
You ought to hear Mike how humble he is about becoming friends with President Trump. The Giza Dream Sheets are the softest, smoothest sheets you'll ever sleep in. You can order two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price plus free shipping. Everything is it right now. When you order Mike Lindell's book, it's available right now online as well. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Face masks, double layered, 210 thread count. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. As everybody loves to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. You can also call 800-928-6034 to place your MyPillow order. 800-928-6034. Thanks for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow. Keep it right here all day long for news, opinion, passion. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.